up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, looks like another week has come rolling around here. As the old calendar says, I better do another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Yeah, spinning the old-time records like we do every week. Somebody's got to keep these turntables lubed up and running. And I got another stack of records to play. We got work to do. I found some more Polka 78s. Yeah, I got down to the basement during the week last week, and I was like, hey, I need some more 78s up in the studio. So we got that squared away. So, and I still have the B-side of that one I found in my mom's old records. So we're in good shape. Oh, look at that. There is only one O in polka. Unless you're going swim dancing, then it's a poolka. Anyway, let's roll the show. Little Richard is over here ready to go. And I wish I had a polka sweetheart.
My sweetheart, a girl that I can call my own. She'll be so sweet and pretty like a flower. She'll love me sweet and oh so tenderly. I'll care for her and offer my devotion. My love will be as deep as any ocean. She'll be my bride, I'll build my life around her. We'll share our love with joy forevermore. Sweetheart, a girl that I can call my own. She'll be so sweet and pretty like a flower. She'll love me sweet and oh so tenderly. I'll care for her and offer my devotion. My love will be as deep as any ocean. She'll be my bride, I'll build my life around her. We'll share our love with joy forevermore.
Richard there, and I wish I had a polka sweetheart here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. How the heck you doing this week? Pretty good week up here in northern Minnesota. Weather has been not bad. I mean, you know, it's summer, so we have the usual thunderstorms and lightning and tornadoes and flooding. But that's all normal. We're used to that. Just doesn't really matter up here. So I hope you're having a good week anyway. Let's do Merry and Lush and the Ding Dong Polka. There you go. That is Merry and Lush there. Ding Dong Polka. I doubt they're singing about the hostess cakes. Ah, I love me some ding dongs. That is why I am not a skinny man. You got a soft spot for any junk food? Man, I tell you what. When they first, you know, when I was a kid, we only had Twinkies and cupcakes. By the time I was in high school, they had ding dongs and ho-hos. Remember they had snowballs? Remember the snowballs? And they had the Suzy Q's? Oh, man. I'm getting hungry just talking about it, and I just ate lunch a little while ago. Oh, but I doubt that song had anything to do with ding-dongs. Darn. Anyway, let's... how about the jesters? Not the gestures, like he just gestured at me when he flipped me off at the stoplight. No, a jester, you know, like the funny guy that would entertain the king in the clown suit. The Jesters. See, I say that carefully because there's a Minnesota rock and roll band from back in the 60s known as the Gestures. And it's, yeah, you don't want to confuse the two. Not that that would happen on this show, but hey, there could be some confusion, especially with me. Here's the Up and Down Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It seemed like it was not long enough. I was enjoying that too much. And then all of a sudden, pfft, it was done. There's the Jesters and the Up and Down Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldie show has only 2 minutes and 9 seconds long. No wonder it seems so short. It was short, by golly. Oh, yeah, we got our 78 of the week coming up here in a little bit. We have a waltz always. I'm leaning toward a Fats Frischi 78 with the Hulls Auction Schottische on it. But I had another one, too, that I thought, anyway, they'll all get played at some point in the future. So I guess I don't have to worry about it, but we'll get to it. Let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum, shall we? Of course we shall, in Superior, Wisconsin. Traveling season is here, and it's not going to last forever. You're not going to want to come up here in January. I'm telling you right now up front that you're not going to want to do that. We won't stop you. You know, if you like snowmobiling or skiing or ski jumping, you know, I'm just like a mile, well, maybe two, I don't know, from the Ole R. Mangseth ski jump. And a lot of world champion, Olympic even, ski jumpers have learned and practiced their craft on that ski jump. It's been here for like 100 years. It's a scary thing to look at. I've never been to the top because you got to be crazy. But anyway, those are reasons you might come up this way in the winter. I'm about an hour and a half away, I guess, from Superior, Wisconsin, where the World of Accordions Museum is. And it's worth paying a visit because where else are you going to find 1,400 accordions in one darn place, huh? Not to mention the concert hall and the accordion repair and technician school and all that stuff. Check them out online when you have a minute. Maybe you have a minute right now while I'm getting this Elmer Scheid record ready to play. Stop by the website, worldofaccordions.org, and all the information will be right there. There's some pictures and a lot of historical information. You'll enjoy it. worldofaccordions.org. Check them out. Elmer Scheid and his band. This is one of those Pleasant Peasant 45s. That's the name of the record company. And I'm pretty sure out of the thousands, he looks at the shelf to decide if they're really thousands. They're definitely thousands. Out of the thousands of old-time 45s I have and the piles of records I have on the Pleasant Peasant record label, this is probably the cleanest one I have. I am serious. This record is shining like it's brand new, like I just brought it home from the store. And I'll bet you this baby's 60 years old. Anyway, Elmer Scheid and his band. Here's Under the Double Eagle. Tom McShine, the band, Under the Double Eagle, and this is Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're hanging out with me during the show today. Hope you're enjoying it. Man, I tell you, doesn't it just make you feel all warm and fuzzy watching a 45 go around on a record player playing? It does for me, man, ever since I was a little kid. And I've been watching records go around for a long time. I got my first record player when I was 2. And that's well over 60 years ago. I do the math, but it makes my head hurt. And I still like watching records play and listening to the sound of a record and thinking about how amazing it is, all that sound. It's coming out of that itty-bitty, teeny-weeny, hair-sized groove in that plastic, man. It's amazing stuff. Anyway, yeah, so I get to just sit here and do this. You don't get to watch the records go around. I have thought that it would be fun to maybe do a show once a year or something where I set up a camera in here in the studio and live stream it. And then have like a video that would archive and you could watch it. I mean, you just get to watch me being a dork sitting here bobbing back and forth while the records play. But I don't know. You could watch the records go around. It's magical. Here's Marshall Lukowski now. We all know this one. Here's La-Di-Da. I forgot about that silly little voice in that record. I haven't played that for a while. Marshall Lukowski there. And everybody do the old la-di-da here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. How the heck you doing out there? Man, I tell you what. I just feel it's too early in the show to play a waltz. And I've got a record by the Granateers coming up. And I was really thinking the waltz side would have been nice for our waltz record. But I don't know. I feel like I need to get more than, like, about halfway to the show, through the show, before I throw in a waltz. And I don't want to flip the record over, so I'm going to play the polka side. But then I'm going to put the record aside, so maybe next week it can be our waltz record. You never know how it works out. It's kind of your mood at the moment, you know? But here are the Granateers. This is the Chimney Sweep Polka.
We'll be right back.
There you go, the Chimney Sweep Polka. I don't know that there was a lot of chimney sweeping going on during that record, but hey, what the heck. The Graniteers, which is a great name for a band here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Of course, you can always get in touch with Oompa headquarters in a million different ways nowadays. I think you really could. The fastest, easiest way is a telephone message. You know, the answering thing goes, "Hi, we ain't here right now." You can leave a voice message or you can send a text, which is really easy, to area code 218-259-2985. Yep, 218-259-2985. Or you can send an email to oompahour@aol.com. Or you can look us up on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour if you'd like to try that. As well. I don't look at the Facebook as often as I do the email and the text messages, though. So if you're in a hurry or you want to be sure I get it, I don't get along with all that technology and the Facebook thing. Seems like every computer you ever look at it on, everything looks different. It's too much, man. Anyway, yeah, you got a request, dedication, question, comment, whatever the deal might be, feel free. All right. William Howard Arpaia, A-R-P-A-I-A, Arpaia, Arpia, Arpaia, sounds right. Anyway, it's William Howard and the Red Snappers. This is one of those records I usually skip over because it's different than most of the other ones. But I mean, it's a polka. It's definitely an old time record. But I guess you'll see what I mean. Anyway, here's the Bear Hug Polka. See, you could dance to that, but it just always seems a little odd to me. I don't know. That is the Bear Hug Polka, which is a great name for a song. It's William Howard Arpaia and the Red Snappers out of Vandalia, Michigan. Uh-huh. Route 2, Box 32. Of course, that address is 50 years old. I wouldn't try mailing anything. No, it's not going to work out. All right. Let's try this. I have the Polish Kid Polka here, obviously by the Polish Kid, and I have had trouble pronouncing his name forever. Don Tchaikovsky. Does that sound right? Tchaikovsky? I think that's pretty darn close. That's closer than I've ever been, I'm sure. But fortunately, on most of his records, he just puts the Polish Kid. But this says the Polish Kid with his real name, and the Trilby Tones are joining him on the Polish Kid Polka.
When I was young and just a lad, I was good, mostly bad. Played around, had some fun. Here's a song of what I done. I dropped Kishka in my gatki, spilled Czarnina on my portki, poured the pivo on my shirt and tie. Made a mess of my suit coat, put holes in my shoes and socks, got some bubble gum stuck in my locks. Put the sand in sister's ear, peppered up my pappy's beer, every child needs time for being wild. Relatives would bother me, asking what I'd like to be, I told them great and famous, wait and see. I was just like other tykes who rode around on trikes and bikes, except that I have Polish ancestry. Polish blood flows deep inside me, that's the difference within me. Now's the time to sing this melody. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it, praise the Lord, I do love it. Polish parents on both sides of me. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it, Bardzo lubię, so ja jestem. I've got Polish friends and family. I am a Polish kid and proud of it. Praise the Lord, I do love it. Polish parents on both sides of me. I am a Polish kid and proud of it. Bardzo lubię, so ja jestem. I've got Polish friends and family. Tried some schnapps, it made me sick. Thought that I could even lick off all the frosting on a chocolate cake. Tied the dog's tail up in knots, played outside with cooking pots, and threw my toys in all the neighbors' lots. I would go to celebrate at weddings, and I always ate the Polish food and listened to the band. Sat on stage to feel the beat, pitched ice cubes at people's feet, the music, food, and booze all were so grand. I was raised in Polish style, the polka tunes would make me smile, music was for me from an early age. Now I wish to carry on the Polish ways and traditions I've grown to learn and love my heritage. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it, praise the Lord, I do love it. Polish parents on both sides of me. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it, Bardzo lubię, so ja jestem. I've got Polish friends and family. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it, praise the Lord, I do love it. Polish parents on both sides of me. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it, Bardzo lubię, so ja jestem. I've got Polish friends and family.
All right, there's a Polish kid there, and I'm not going to try to say his name again, because that would just be painful. Anyway, the Polish Kid Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and now I think it's about time we had a waltz, don't you think? I think so. The Orange Waltz is the title on this one. It's Joe Myran, M-Y-R-A-N, who I think is making his first appearance here on the show after a billion years of playing these songs. I don't know where this one came from. It's like, ooh, this doesn't sound familiar. So here you go, Joe Myran. Maybe it's Myran. M-Y-R-A-N. Anyway, here's the Orange Waltz. Dancers, if you're ready. Thank you. All right, there you go. The Orange Waltz, Joe Myran. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. How the heck you doing this week? Doing pretty good here. Have a good time. My grandson this week, man, I tell you what, his birthday, he's six now. He's officially six. And he's not your typical six-year-old. I think all grandpas probably say that. But he, what does he want for his birthday? A metal detector. So, of course, his mom gets a metal detector. So there he is. They go to the beach now. And he goes swimming for a while, but then he's a six-year-old kid combing the beach with his metal detector. Grandpa, I'm going to find treasure, he says. No treasure to report yet, but we found some pop cans, and the thing actually works. I mean, they make decent metal detectors that are suitable for little kids, so they can join in, you know, with the parents' hobby. No one in this family has ever owned a metal detector, so now it makes me want to get one. Then we can roam the beach together like two lost souls looking for treasure. Oh, California Polka. This is the California Connection. I'm pretty sure this may be the newest record in the Oompa Hour files because it's a 45 and it's made in 1990. I thought they had pretty much phased out the 45s by then. I know CDs started coming in like 87, 88, something like that. But you know, they kept making a few because they needed to feed the jukeboxes that were still around that had the records in them. But I think this is the newest one we have. When you hear the song, you'll go, yep, because it's like, oh, we've discovered the use of synthesizers in old-time music. Anyway, it's a good tune. Here's the California Connection. And conveniently enough, it's the California Polka.
In California, on quaking ground, they dance around in California. So come on out, take a chance, where the people love romance and they dance to the California polka. So come on out, take a chance, where the people love romance and they dance to the California polka.
Connection there, and the California Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, probably the newest record here in the Oompa Hour library, because it's from 1990, and that's pretty darn new for a record. Now, if you're my age or older, and you can remember back to elementary school, I remember elementary school quite well, actually, because I think I really enjoyed it, especially music class. Man, I had a crush on my music teacher in like fourth, fifth, sixth grade. Wait a minute. Ms. Corrigan was her name. I don't know if it was Ms. or Mrs., but woo, baby. It's coming from a fifth grader. I don't know. I even made her pose for a picture in the music room, like on the last day of school when they have the party and you borrow your mom's Instamatic and take it with, you know, like in 19, back in the olden days. And I was like, ooh, pose for a picture for me. Yeah. And I don't even know where the picture is now. I've seen it since we've lived in this house. So sometime in the last like 30 years, I've run across it. But anyway, getting back to music class in the olden days, we had choir and we had singing groups and we had just plain old singing for the kids that couldn't get into the choir. I got into the choir. I wanted to be in the choir, but I was too scared to try out. So I used my dad's tape recorder at home. And this is before cassettes. This is when you had the little bitty reel-to-reel tapes and you make a tape. And I made a tape of me singing and I brought it to her and left her the tape recorder with the tape. And I said, if this is good enough, I want to be in the choir, see. And I made it because I got in the choir. I was the first kid that ever auditioned by tape for her. And I sang, My Dame Has a Lame Tame Crane. Why do I remember that? My dame has a lame tame crane. My dame has a lame tame crane. I pray, gentle Jane, that my dame's lame crane will feed and come home again. That was horrible. But as part of the whole, that's the last time I'm singing on this show. But as part of the music thing, we also had to learn to play flutophones. Do you remember that? We called them flutophones when I was a kid. Now they call them recorders, which is actually what they are. They were recorders then, but they were made by the flutophone people. And they were annoying as all heck. And I am reminded of this because I have Babe Wagner to do the flutophone polka. And as best as I can remember, I didn't have time to listen to the record. I haven't played this record. I don't think this one's been on the show before. I haven't played this for ages. I don't think there are any flutophones in the song. Why would you do a song called the Flutophone Polka and not have a flutophone? I seem to recall having been disappointed in the past playing this and thinking, gosh, there isn't even a flutophone in there. But let's pay attention and listen, see if there's a flutophone in there. Well, you do that. I'm going to get the 78 of the week ready to go over here on the other turntable. So here we go with Babe Wagner. No flutophones were used in that record that I could tell. Babe Wagner here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, the time has come for our 78 of the week. Every week I try to pull out a 78. Yes, folks, not only do we play nothing but records on this show, but every week we pull out one that's made out of shellac, and we play it. Made from the spit of the Lack Beetle. That's Lack, L-A-C. Look it up. I'm not kidding you. A lot of Beatles made a lot of spit to make all those records. Anyway, I decided on Fez Fritchie and his Goosetown Band, and it's the Hall's Auction Schottische. I'm hoping the needle stays in the groove on this one. And I tell you, some of these 78s look a little scary going around. That one's nice and shiny and glossy, but it has inconsistent flatness, shall we say. It's not like it's warped. It's like, I don't know. But I was like, ooh, I hope that baby plays all the way. But she did. Fez Fritchie and his Goosetown Band on the FM record label there. And the Hall's Auction Schottische. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Just looking at this record here. I was looking to see what it says here. But I believe I've related to you all the information. I can't believe we're running out of time already. What the heck is going on? Time is speeding up. I'm going to see if we can't squeak in a couple of more records, so hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, let's see if we can't get back to work here. Yeah, and sneak in a couple of more records. Yeah, why not? How about the Massachusetts Pike Polka? It's the Bob Zemanski Orchestra.
Thank you.
There you go. It is the Bob Szymanski Orchestra. That's the Massachusetts Pike Polka. Although on the record it says the Mass.Pike Polka because the print is big and the label's small and there's not enough room to fit the whole word Massachusetts on there. I'm not kidding you. All right, what do we got here? Sneak in one more record. Maybe two. Oh, I doubt it. But one for sure. I have Tom Duda and his orchestra. Doesn't it make you want to go doo-da, doo-da, Camptown Ladies? Oh, wait, I promised I wouldn't sing anymore. This is the Out of His Mind Polka. All right, there you go. That's the Out of His Mind Polka with Tom Duda and the orchestra. And if I'm really quick about it, we can sneak in a little number from the Gil Steel Band. It is the R. Mike Polka. But this one's going to take us out of here. Thank you. right, boy, we're just sneaking that one in. There's the Guild Steel Band, and that is going to completely wrap up this edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and man, I think we may have got a record number of songs into the show this week. I better get busy. I got to top that for next week. We'll see if we can't work that out for you.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!